Now we want to discuss a Metropolis algorithm for the Grand Canonical Ensemble. The Grand Canonical Ensemble is an ensemble in which the basic variables are the coordinates of the particles, but also the number of particles. And so the algorithm is very similar in spirit to the algorithm that we have discussed for the isobaric isothermal ensemble. There are moves in which we change the position of the particles, and this is done using the standard Metropolis algorithm in the canonical ensemble, in which n is fixed. And then there are moves in which we have to change the number of particles. So we'll discuss the latter because, of course, the first one is obvious. In order to apply the Metropolis method to this system, we should be careful in choosing a proposal matrix such that if we go from x to y with a non-zero probability, we go from y to x, so we can do the opposite move again with non-zero probability. So we'll discuss an implementation which is not the one which is used in practice. The one which is used in practice does not satisfy detailed balance but only stationarity. We'll discuss that. But this is the one in which Metropolis algorithm can be applied straightforwardly. So we should be very careful in defining the proposal. So we have a system with n particles, and first thing we have to choose if we want to insert a new particle, so if we want to go from n to n plus 1, or if we want to decrease the number of particles, so if we want to go from n to n minus 1. And in our implementation, we will choose these two possibilities with the same probability. So with probability 1 half, we will increase the number of particles, and with probability 1 half, we will decrease the number of particles. Now we have to specify how insertions and deletions are implemented. So let's first discuss the insertion. So we have n particles located in R1, Rn, and we want to insert a new additional particle. And this is done very easily. So we choose a random point, R, randomly in the box. And this we know how to do. We just drew three different random numbers uniformly in 0, 1. Multiply each of them by L, and this gives you a position, random position in the box. Of course, we always assume that the box is a cube of size L times L times L. Then we have to give a label to our position. So we randomly choose a label between 1 and n plus 1. And so we say that the new particle, the new R, is particle with label I. And the old particle which had label I is relabeled so that now is particle with label n plus 1. So there are two steps which are in our insertion. First we choose the position, then we choose a label for the new particle, so we say we have, for instance, 100 particles, we choose a position, we say this particle is particle number 5, is R5. And the old R5 becomes R101. So we put the old one at the end of our list. So this is our insertion. And this gives you the new configuration. If we choose as a label n plus 1, because we choose the label between 1 and n plus 1, there is nothing to be done. We simply add the particle at the end of our list. Then we have to choose the deletion. The deletion is done in the following way. We choose a label now between 1 and n. We have n particles, so we choose a label between 1 and n, and simply delete particle Ri. Of course, now we have an empty box because there is no particle with I. So we take the last particle and we change its label. So particle which previously was called Rn becomes now particle Ri. So we take the last particle and fill the hole, which is in our list. Okay, so what is the important point why we have chosen to do this, this insertion and deletion? Because we want to go back and forth. So imagine that we first insert particle I. So you see here, I insert the new particle in the middle and I move the last one, Ri, at the end. Now, if I choose the same particle to delete, so if I delete the same particle that I added, I go back exactly as the original configuration. So if I do the insertion and deletion procedure in this way, I have a finite probability to go back and also back and forth, one way and the other, in the configuration space. So now we want to compute the proposal matrix. So we want to compute the probability of insertion. So the probability of insertion is written here at page 3. So we have our n particles located in R1, Rn. I inserted particle in position I. So what is the probability? Well, the probability is that is the product of the probability of choosing I, and this says probability 1 over n plus 1, because I choose one number among n plus 1 numbers. Then the position I choose randomly inside the box, so the probability, or better, probability density is 1 over the volume. And then I should multiply by the probability of choosing n to n plus 1, so the probability of adding one particle, and as we said, we choose the probability of adding one particle, of inserting one particle equally, and so the probability is 1/2. Analogously, we compute the probability of going back. So we have the new configuration, which contains n plus 1 particle located in R1, R, Rn, Ri. So this is the configuration that I obtained with the insertion. And I want to know the probability of going back to the original configuration. Well, this happens if I choose index I. If I want to, I have to delete particle I. I have n plus 1 particle, and so the probability of deleting exactly that particle is 1 over n plus 1. And then I have the probability of choosing the deletion, which is 1/2. So our factor R of going from n plus 1, here I've only written the numbers, but R is a function of the original configuration and of the final configuration. So n really stands for n particles located in R1, Rn, and n plus 1 stands for n plus 1 particle located in R1, R2, up to Re. Ri is replaced by R, up to Rn, and then again Ri. So the two configurations which are named when I wrote explicitly the proposal matrix. So now we have to include, to write down the two proposal matrices and also the probability of the configurations. So we know that are the probabilities, we write everything, and at the end we get for R a complex number which is e to beta mu times the volume divided by lambda cube, multiplied by n plus 1, and then there is e to minus beta, the difference in the potential energies. And so the acceptance, as usual, is the minimum of 1 and R. And of course, it is implemented as usually, it is implemented as usual in the sense that the acceptance is 1 if r is larger than 1, while if r is less than 1, we accept the move with probability r. So here there is the acceptance for the move an n plus 1, so for the move in which we add one particle. Then we also need the acceptance for the move in which we decrease the number of particles, so for the move in which we go from n to n minus 1. So we compute that at page 4. So remember that a n plus 1 n is of course the minimum of 1, r n plus 1 n, but r has the property that rxy is 1 over ryx. This is the basic property that we used in the proof of the Metropolis algorithm. So we have 1, the minimum of 1 divided 1 and 1 divided by r n n plus 1. We substitute the expression that we have computed for r n n plus 1. This gives us the acceptance when we go from n plus 1 particle to n particles. But of course, what we are really interested in is the acceptance when we go from n particle to n minus 1. This is the quantity that we need for our simulation. And so we simply replace n with n minus 1. And we get the acceptance for the deletion move. So how it works in practice. So first thing, in this algorithm, we choose if we want to delete or insert the particle. And this is done with probability 1/2. So we simply compute a random number. If the random number is less than 1/2, we choose, for instance, to delete one particle. If it is larger than 1/2, we decide to insert one particle. Then if we want to delete one particle, we choose the particle that we want to delete, and then we accept the move with the given probability, which is computed here, which is the acceptance. Or alternatively, we add one particle, we compute again the energy difference, and accept with the probability, which is given here. There is one important point that in the practical implementation, I've not written anything about the reorganization of the labels. Indeed, the reorganization of the labels is needed to have an algorithm which satisfies detailed balance. But in practice, the reorganization of the labels is not done when we do the insertion of the particles. In the deletion, we usually do it because otherwise there is a hole in our list. So when we do the deletion, we usually fill the holes in such a way that we move the position of particle n in the hole. So we rename rn ri. But we don't do that when we do the insertion. When we do the insertion, we always add the added particles at the end of our list. This algorithm is still a correct algorithm, but it does not satisfy detailed balance. It only satisfies stationarity, the stationarity condition, which, however, is a sufficient condition to obtain the correct result. So in the practical implementation, we never redo the rearrangement of the labels in the insertion of the in the insertion move. We do that only in the deletion move. But the algorithm, nonetheless, is correct.